Okay, Nick, this is my son Nick, Private Nicholas David Rowden. They called him up there. He came and stood and said, "Private Nicholas David Rowden, Holy the Kansas." And God revealed himself to Nick when he made the decision to enlist and then went off for boot camp. Along came some strugglings, along came some trial time. And I'm so thankful that in your weakness, God shows up with his strength. And so here's some of his testimony today. Anything you want to share, Nick, please?
All right, so I got a couple stories to tell you guys, real serious. He said along came some troubles. It was, I left July 30th, and I got down to Georgia that evening. But I was supposed to leave for basic a week after I got there. So July 30th, a week later, whatever it is, I don't know. But I was supposed to leave then. Come to find out, I was getting held back. So I didn't get to ship with everybody that shipped that following week. 21 guys stuck at reception. Reception is terrible. You have nothing, literally nothing. You're in a big old room, kind of like this, little tall roof with just bunk beds and lockers, and that's it. You can have no electronics. You can't even get mail. You had no newspaper. You had nothing. So I'm in this room with 21 other guys. Just like, first day, okay, cool. Second day, okay, cool. Third day, I'm just like, oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. So before, I thought I was ready to go. Thinking I was ready to go. But mentally, it was rough. Because me, I'm real quick to pop off. You act stupid to me, I'm going to act stupid right back at you. You know? That's just me. And so I was just like, you know, Lord, you know, give me the strength to get through this, you know, because somebody acting stupid and I don't want to get in trouble, so keep me calm. So finally, you know, I'm getting through it. Like 14 days later or whatever, they're like, all right, you guys are now shipping. Finally. You know, I'm finally get to go to basic. I get nervous and scared. I'm like, now what's going to happen? You know, I don't know what's going to happen. So before that, I get to call Ashley. And I'm like, babe, I'm nervous. I'm scared. I don't know what's happening. Blah, 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 blah. She's like, all right. So calling her, she comes, you know, spreads the word. Preaching was out. I get to basic. Jump off the bus. The first thing you hear is, get off the bus. Get off my bus. Blah, 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 blah. I'm in the front row. Dude's right here. I'm just like, get my bags, big old bags. I could probably fit in the bags, really. I'm carrying these bags the best I can carry them. You know, try not to jack them on the ground because I'm so short. I got a drill sergeant right here yelling at me, hurry up, hurry up. I'm just like, oh my goodness, this is not happening. So finally, the walk was probably from here to the bathrooms. That's it. I thought it was a mile. So then we get there, we drop our bags. They tell us to grab your laundry bag. Me, I kept my laundry bag light because they told us ahead of time, keep your laundry bag light. Okay, cool. So I put my boots in there, zip on my laundry bag, you know, and then they have this thing called the duffel bag shuffle. Okay, so you grab your laundry bag, and you're doing all kinds of stuff, holding it over your head, running in place, pulling it down, pushing it out. That was like maybe 5 minutes long. They call it a shark attack. Maybe 5 minutes long, but that bag got heavy. That bag got heavy in that 5 minutes. It wasn't that bad shark attack. I was like thinking it's going to be terrible. No, it wasn't that bad at all. Then they told us to go to our rooms. We went to our rooms, unpacked our stuff. They say the first 72 hours is the worst. That was a joke. That was like, this is it? That was the first 72 hours, you know? Because even Pete, she was like, the first 72 hours is terrible. I went in there thinking it was going to be terrible. No, that was a joke. Mm-mm. So, I was in the 4th platoon. The 4th platoon was by far, I'm not saying because I'm in the 4th platoon, but it was the most disciplined platoon. Yes, we got smoked. We got smoked a lot, but not as much as all the rest of the other platoons. The company that I was supposed to ship with, they was the worst company. Like, they have phases, red phase, white phase, blue phase. And now each phase is 3 weeks long. And it's supposed to progress to get easier, those phases. The platoon that I was supposed to ship in, they ended up, in the platoon that I was going to be in, ended up having, like, three suicides. Yeah. Three suicides and, like, two attempts. That company graduated in red phase, which is the worst phase you can be in. It's like you can't do anything. You got, I had 30-second showers. That's, come on now, 30 seconds? Permission to go to the bathroom. If they said no, you're not going to the bathroom. That was company that I could have been in. That right there, just like, oh my gosh. So, getting through basic, it got real, real tough. I couldn't call Ashley when I wanted to. I couldn't talk to the boys when I wanted to. My mom or dad, anybody when I wanted to. They take your cell phones, everything. I didn't get mail. I wrote mail out, but I couldn't get mail. 6 weeks in, I'm finally getting mail. It was nice to have mail. But it was wrote 6 weeks ago. So I'm like, you know, stuck in the past, like, oh my goodness, what happened, you know? I'm getting mail back here trying to figure out what's happening now. Couldn't do it. But it started to get real, real tough. Real tough. I mean, my attitude, I'm trying to keep my attitude in check, you know? I'm not focusing on God. I'm more pushing him away, like, you know, why? So it's like week five of basic, and I'm like, okay, I'm done. I don't want to do this no more. I'm going to quit. I'm going to go up there, tell him I'm going to quit. I called Ashley, I think it was Sunday or Saturday. We got like a 15-minute phone call or something. And I was like, babe, I'm done. I can't do this no more. I was like, this is stupid. Because when one person gets in trouble, everybody gets in trouble. If one person can't follow the rules, everybody gets in trouble. And it's a basic training is simple. Just follow your rules. That's it. If you don't follow the rules, then everybody's getting in trouble, and the person doesn't care. So we're all getting in trouble for what this guy's done, and he's still always getting in trouble. And then he gets in trouble, so somebody else follows him, and then he gets in trouble. And it's just like a domino effect. And it's just like, guys, come on. It's not hard to get up out of bed at 4:30. We do this every day. It's the same routine. It's just getting the routine. They didn't want to do it. So we're constantly getting in trouble. I'm getting frustrated because I'm getting in trouble. And all I do is I really just sit by myself and just keep to myself because, like I said, my attitude. So I'm like, all right, it got to the point to where it was getting really hard for me. So I'm like, whatever, I'm doing some more. So I told Ashley, you know, do what you do. I'm going to quit, blah, blah, blah. So I went to my drill sergeant, and I was like, I'm done. I don't want to do this no more. What do I got to do to get out? He told me to go away. All right. I went away. I waited a little bit longer, went back to him. I was like, I'm being serious. I'm done. Because I went as far as to research the pros and cons of doing it at basic, quitting in basic. And he said, okay, if you really want to quit, this is what you got to do. He said, just get in trouble. I was like, get in trouble to quit? He was like, yeah. I was like, all right, whatever. So come that Monday, he said, get on one knee when we're about to train and say you're done. You don't want to do no more. I said, okay. So long story short, you know, Monday came. I was like, all right. After he avoided me 4 days, tell me to go away. He avoided me. So Monday comes along. Wake up 4 a.m, put on my PT uniform. It's like a workout uniform. Put it on. I'm getting ready to go outside. We go outside. We march to the PT field. I'm on the PT field, and I happen to be in the front row. So I'm in the front row. There's drill sergeants everywhere. So we're working out. Doing our exercises and blah, 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 blah. So it comes down to we have a break. I said, okay, after this exercise, I'm going to tell him I'm done. He was like, group, hold. So we hold. Group, attention. So we go to attention. I said, all right, here I go. My body's froze. I can't speak. I can't move. I'm standing like this. In my head, I'm like, what's going on? Group, he does some kind of workout. My body moves. I'm doing the workout again. I'm like, okay. After this exercise, I'm going to tell him. So we're working now. He's like, group hold. I hold. Group attention. I go to attention. Once again, body's froze. Can't say nothing. Can't move. But I hear the instructions that's given to me. So he's telling me to work out. I'm working out. But I can't respond back to him. I can't do anything. But then all of a sudden he tells me to work out. I'm like, oh my. In my head, I'm sitting there like, oh my goodness. I was like, all right, you know what? I get it, God. You win. You win. I'm not going to do it. You win. You win. So I'm done with all my workouts. He froze my body up. I couldn't speak to the drill sergeant, tell him I was going to quit. Nothing. I was just like, wow, that's amazing. Okay, you know what? You win. I'm done fighting with you. You win. And honestly, I was mad because I was like, you can let me quit. Let me quit. It's my choice, right? So let me quit. He said, you prayed for this. I got you in here. I'm going to get you through. You're right. You're right. You win. You win. You win. So that was week five. We're on, they say it gets easier coming to phases. In my company, it didn't get easier. Blue phase was like the worst phase. I hated it. So we're on our last ruck march. And the ruck marches, they killed me. Because, like, me, I don't take steps like this when I walk. I stroll. You know, so we're on, we had like a 2 mile ruck march with a backpack on, wasn't too bad. Then we had a four mile, whatever. Anyways, we had 4 ruck marches, and they're all excellent, all so many miles. Our last ruck march was 10 miles, and it was the night before. We marched from, we didn't go to bed Wednesday night, we didn't go to bed. We was up all night doing stupid stuff, ambushing other companies and all that stuff. And we were mad because we had a big ruck march the next night. So Wednesday night from like 12 midnight, Thursday morning, whatever you want to call it, until 5:30 that morning, we was just marching up and down these streets and through the woods and everything like that. And we marched until breakfast time. We're eating breakfast, and then we go back. We slept outside for a week in foxholes. That was terrible, but we were outside sleeping in foxholes. So finally, we get back to our foxholes after we're eating breakfast. It's like 7:30 in the morning, and my whole company with us, we all go to our foxholes and just try to rest because we've been up all night just walking. No, get up, start cleaning the area. We clean up these woods forever, all day, just finding stupid bullet shells everywhere. So that night, at 8:30 Thursday night, we hit a ruck march. I'm like, all right, God, get me through this. You know, I need your help. We hop on this ruck march at 8:30 at night, and I have this big old rucksack. It's broken, for one thing, and then we got all of our camping gear inside of it. Mm-mm-mm. So we're walking, walking. It's not no slow pace walk. I mean, they're really getting it. I'm in the front, and the company commander, he was just power walking, and they don't got anything on but the uniform. And we got our weapon with us, our rucksack with us, all our gear in it, and our ACUs. And I'm trying to keep up with them. So we're just walking, and I'm trying to focus my mind on something else. And I have a watch, and I'm like, don't look at your watch. So I'm just walking, and it's getting harder and harder. And I'm like, God, please help me. I need your help. Keep walking, it's getting harder and harder. I'm like, okay, where are you at? You said you're going to help me. Where are you at? This is hard. This is not a joke. I'm still trying to walk and keep pace. I find myself slowly falling back. And I'm like, God, where are you at? I'm tired of this. When are we going to stop? I mean, seriously. And I'm sitting here arguing back and forth with him, and he's not talking to me. Either that or I'm not hearing him. I probably wasn't hearing him because I was too busy talking to him, running my mouth at him. So that's real serious. And so I'm still sitting here, and I'm getting real frustrated, and I'm like, all right, guys, take a break. I'm like, goodness sake. I take off my rucksack and I throw that down. And we got to like lay down with our weapons pointed like this, like we taking guard. So I'm sitting there, I'm resting. I'm like, all right, thank you for this break. Get up. Oh, my goodness. Get my rucksack back on. Keep on marching. I don't look at the time. Keep on marching. And all of a sudden, we're doing good. And all of a sudden, everybody just slows down. And I'm like, oh, my goodness, this is extremely hard. Because, like, you look forward when you're marching or walking or anything like that. All you see is distance. So they told me, look down when you're marching. You look up, it's going to mess you up. So I'm looking down. And I'm like, okay, what's going on? Back behind me, I hear, let's go! Cuss word. I'm like, oh, man, this is not good. I'm thinking he's yelling at me. I look behind me, and I got my group behind me. And I'm like, I am further up than I thought I was. Wow. So we still marching, and everybody's marching slow, and because we hit this hill. Like, this, they call it the Stairway to Heaven. It's a steep hill, like, so steep that I can go like this and be cool. But we're sitting there. I'm like, and then finally we make it through. And once again, I'm like, this is too hard. Help me out. So finally we're marching some more. Okay, I'm still struggling. It's getting harder and harder and harder. And I'm like, God, please help me. Please help me. This is stupid. I want to be done. Oh, my goodness. This is dumb. Da-da-da-da. Next thing you know it, I don't know how many hours go by, but I got the sergeant come by. And he hits me on the head. He said, guess what, Private? I said, what's that? He goes, you got about 15, 20 minutes left. I said, what? Take a break. I threw my bag down. He came to me. He goes, you're almost done. He said, you got 15, 20 minutes, if that. I was like, you mean to tell me, God, you was here the whole time? I said, I'm over here yelling at you, talking about I need help, and you sitting here? And I'm sorry. Once again, you're right. I'm wrong. I'm sorry for arguing with you. Get back on my rucksack. I was ready to go. Get back. Next thing I know, it wasn't even 15, 20 minutes. It was like really 10 minutes. Thinking that. Got back to our building. Walked in there. It was one of the best feelings in the world. We walked from 8:30 p.m. until like 12:15, 12:20 a.m. That's how long we walked. And like they just took us in a big circle. That's all they did. In the woods, you don't know where you're going, so all you see is trees. After getting there, I was like, that's it? We're done? I cried this whole time and whined to you this whole time about how hard this is. And this 8:30 to 12:15 walk that we just did with our rucksack seemed like an hour after all said and done. Once again, God, you're right. I'm wrong. I'm sorry. Forgive me. He's talking to me. What'd I tell you? You prayed to get in, and I did, because I was trying to get into the National Guard for about 10 years. And he said, you prayed, you asked for help, I got you in, I'm going to see you through it. Once again, I told him, you're right, I'm sorry. But that's really it. Even though I bashed him, I yelled at him, he didn't give up on me. The whole time, did not give up on me. I got frustrated with him. He basically just laughed at me. I was like, dude, I don't know why I can do it before. You know? Regardless, I mean, like I said, I don't know if I'm not listening or you're not talking to me, but I'm trying to figure out what's really going on. I was with you the whole time. If you would just stop and let me help you, really what it was he said, I'm going to help you regardless. That's really what I got. No matter what you say to me or do, I'm going to help you regardless, and you're going to get through it. That's what it was. So thank you guys for all the prayers, all the support you all gave me. I appreciate it. I'm done. All I got to do now is my 1 week in a month, 2 weeks in a year, unless something big happens. Let's just hope nothing happens big. But other than that, I really do appreciate it, guys. School was really easy. I got to call Ashley and the boys every night. They took our cell phones at school, but not our tablets. I didn't understand that because tablets can do everything phones can do now. So every night, I called Ashley, talked to the boys every night. That made it beyond simple, you know. But once again, guys, thanks for all the love, all the prayers, all the letters. I appreciate it. Got me through. Keep me strong.
Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, way to go, buddy. Well, amen. When he got held back there, that was real frustrating. But the group that didn't get held back have already been deployed. In fact, the groups on each side of him have already been sent to Africa to handle the Ebola outbreak and be involved with all that. And, of course, Nick's willing to go when he has to, but God was looking out for him and had him situated right there where he needed to be at the time. And so we're thankful. Praise God. And we're proud that he put his trust in the Lord and that God saw him through it. Amen.